October 11th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not be discouraged in any prayer effort. Take, for instance, this upcoming election. You must continue to pray for truth to be victorious. Do not take into account the highly publicized polls which are misleading and untrue. If you listened to these messages, you would be discouraged. The election is not over, and the final results will be highly contested anyway." This is just one example of Satan's discouragement in your prayer life. He wants you to think that your prayers are not powerful and don't count. "I am waiting for your every prayer. They are my weapon against evils you do not even see and cannot imagine." Do not allow evil to undermine your prayer efforts. "I need your trust in my intercession, in my power to make a difference. The more you trust in me, the stronger your trust in your own prayers. Trust is your strength." A note is given to read Psalm 5, 9-12. "For there is no truth in their mouth. Their heart is destruction. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of their many transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.